It's been 4 months since the fishing vessel Alaska Juris sank in the Bering Sea, and the U.S. Coast Guard is still trying to figure out why its engine room flooded, forcing 46 crew members to abandon ship near Kiska Island. Lieutenant Arvin Garcia leads the Investigations Division for Coast Guard Sector Anchorage. He says investigators have scheduled 2 weeks of public hearings in Seattle to determine why the 220-foot trawler went down.
What has happened since the sinking is that the investigation team has identified witness and has developed theories as to what caused the sinking. And so the hearing, it's in like in a public forum to interview these witnesses and to fully explore those theories.
Those theories won't be made public until the hearings next month. Neither will the names of witnesses. But Garcia says there's a reason the interviews are happening in Seattle.
That's where the vessel is homeported. The owners are homeported there. And a lot of the crew members are from Seattle.
If investigators find the flooding was caused by human error or wrongdoing, the Coast Guard can impose fines or take action against mariners' credentials. Garcia says it's hard to predict how much the investigation will reveal because investigators can't examine the sunken vessel.
That is a challenge for us. So the witness testimony is going to be really important for this case. So we can get an insight as to what the condition of the boat was, what was the overall work climate of the boat.
The Alaska Juris was owned by the Fishing Company of Alaska. Another FCA ship, the Alaska Ranger, sank and killed 5 people in 2008, while the National Transportation Safety Board determined the company failed to maintain a third vessel, the Alaska Spirit, when it caught fire in 1995. The company did not return phone calls seeking comment. Witness hearings will begin on December 5th. The Coast Guard is working to finish the Alaska Juris investigation by July.